This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Voters in six U.S. states are casting ballots for former Vice President Joe Biden or Senator Bernie Sanders in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Biden is now expected to win the states of Mississippi, Missouri, and the big prize, Michigan. Voters are also casting ballots in the states of Idaho and Washington. North Dakota is holding Democratic caucuses. Coronavirus clusters are being reported in Massachusetts and in the state of Washington. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Clusters of coronavirus cases are being reported on both coasts of the United States, with 70 cases now connected to a biotech conference in Boston, leading Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker to declare a state of emergency. In hard-hit Washington state, 10 nursing homes are reporting infections. Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
In 7 or 8 weeks, there could be 64,000 people infected in the state of Washington if we don't somehow slow down this epidemic.
On the campaign trail, Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders called off rallies scheduled in Cleveland Tuesday night.
The last thing in the world that we will ever want to do is put anybody in danger.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Members of U.S. President Donald Trump's coronavirus task force held a news conference Tuesday with updates on the spread of the disease and what Americans should do to cope. While the number of new cases in China has slowed, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said coronavirus continues to spread around the world.
The cases continue to increase globally. We're paying particular attention to the cases in Europe, in Italy, and France, in which we're starting to see that up at the same time as the relative number of new cases come down from China. What we're seeing in Europe is that Europe is in that upslope.
President Trump told reporters he has not been tested for the virus. You're listening to VOA News.